Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour, and it's your first program of the week, and we'll be putting you through your paces, inshallah, in a few seconds time with the verbal fitness sessions, where Ronald takes us through a few drills. And at about a quarter to two, we're discussing with transformation coach Janine Shamos. Today's topic, very interesting. Are we living in the moment, or are we living for moments? Are we living in the moment, or are we living for moments? Well, you can interact with us. Let us know. I'm not too sure if the WhatsApp thing is working, because not sure if it is. SMS as well. Let's try SMS and Twitter for this round, inshallah. SMS 48855 and tweet at EJAZ_K. Let us know, inshallah, what you think. Do we live in the moment or live for moments? We'll ask Ronald the same question when he's on. He's on at this very moment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi, brother
Ijaz. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you, my man?
Well, thank you so far. So good. This Monday.
All right. I see you're in a not too lack of... are you in Northcliff? First question. No?
Oh, yeah. You know, the season might be crazy. I think it's one of the other networks sabotaging another one, and we get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah. And now the question we're asking our listeners today, Ronald, you know, do we live in the moment, or do we live for moments? What do you say?
I think it depends on the moment and the experience one is going through. Because more often than not, maybe in work you're tired, so you're there in mind, in body, but not in mind. So you are living for that moment, but are you living in the moment? Maybe when you got a deadline, a new promotion coming up, or an interview, you might be. So for me personally, it goes through peaks and troughs. And I would really like to make a lot more moments in the moment rather than just for the moment.
Yes, indeed. And there was a wonderful moment this weekend where our under 7 team got up and running at the Tigers tournament. Our young 5 and 6 year olds playing football for the first time. It was such an awesome experience. You know, so much energy these small guys have, and you can only feed off that. And they're really fun experiences. And they definitely, kids live in the moment, in the present, isn't it?
Well, definitely so, because, you know, they have no vision of, you know, what's happening tomorrow. It's here and now. And it's an example we can learn from them, besides how they get their abundant energy, how we can join them in living in that moment. As you, as a coach, experience that with them. So, alhamdulillah, it will be a moment that sits for them in a positive sense to their lives, inshallah.
Inshallah. Speaking about positive moments, this is the moment when you take us to some positive moves of sorts. We are all set and ready. What do you have in store for us today?
Well, we're going to start off with some abs. You know, we've got to work out those abs.
Absolutely.
More often than not, on the weekend. Yeah, you got jokes, eh? Absolutely. Yeah. So what we're going to do is, I want you to sit on your tummy. Sit on your on your buttocks.
Okay.
Well, actually, some people can sit on their tummy. It's quite large. So let's not judge. Okay?
Yes.
So somebody, have a seat. So you're sitting upright. And I want you now to keep your feet straight in front of you.
Yeah.
And I want you to place your hand next to your knee. Fingertips on the floor. Okay? You cool?
Yeah.
Cool. Now from there, I want you to lift your feet up off the floor and just hold it there while your back is upright. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now you hold that position. Now from there, I want you to walk the hands backwards and take your back to lean backwards slightly. Even though it's straight, you're going further back. It's almost as though you're going to be lying down.
Yeah.
And hold the feet up. Now, at this point, you should feel the abs begin to shake.
Yes.
And it really, that's called engaging your core. Okay? Hold that position there, brother. Hold it there. Now, we're going to do variations on this exercise. We're not counting for reps or sets. We're actually going to be trying it so that you can then see how long you can hold these different positions for, okay?
Mm.
Now, the next one, brother, I want you now, from that position, keep your hands on the side of you. Now, your legs, I want you to alternate them up and down. Small ranges of motion. As your heel touches the floor, you raise it up. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Now, from there, if you can do that for at least 30 to 45 seconds, that's great. I now want you to hold those feet up at least 10 centimeters over the floor, knees straight, feet together. Hands are on your side, and I want you to lift the one hand up and place that hand on your chest and hold it. So now you feel you have to engage further in the abs to keep you balanced.
Yeah.
Now, from there, you change hands.
Okay.
And change hands. And change hands. So you're alternating your hands, but you're not lifting your back up and down. You're not lifting your legs up and down. Those two are fairly static. Now, from the next one, brother, I want you now to place your left hand on the floor, right hand over your head like you're doing a one-arm backstroke in the swimming pool. Now, go for that, then change over, left arm, backstroke, right arm, backstroke, left arm, backstroke. Keep it going, keep it going. And you do that for another set, brother. Don't clap this furniture in the studio.
I've got limited space to work in.
Good. Now, from there, I want you to place both hands behind your head.
Okay.
Keep your feet up. So you're balancing only on your glutes, okay? And you hold that position for another 30 seconds. And relax it down. Brother, you repeat that entire sequence, going for as long as you can for each exercise before moving on. And you've had an efficient and quick core engaging workout.
Nice quick one there. You said we were engaging the core. But sure, that workout felt like we were engaged, got married, had the Willima even.
Brother, that's how we roll here. Waste no time, hey? Waste no time. All in one nice finishing class.
Now, Ronald, I was going to ask you in terms of these youngsters after a tournament, what sort of, nutrition should we be, to replenish all of the, with the running and in the sun the whole day? What should parents be doing in terms of getting them back? There's always a case of dehydration that sometimes sets in with the heat. So what advice do you have?
When it comes to this with the kids, remember the kids have boundless amounts of energy. Mm. But in the same breath, afterwards, you don't want to feed them with anything quick and that's junk food based. Because remember, it's very processed. They're not going to get a lot of nutrient value out of it. So if you want to give them burger and chips, take away around the corner, it's not going to help them much from a nutritional perspective. You want to, number one, give them water, hook them up with some fruit, maybe a yogurt or so, and then make them a healthy sandwich. Because you control how you make that sandwich. So prepare it at home, lettuce, tomato, a little bit of the cold meat perhaps, with the light mayonnaise. Give them some flavor, some crunch with a mixture of the right proteins, carbs, and veggies. And you've had an amazing, snack on that basis. You control what your kids eat. And if you get used to having the takeouts all the time after doing something like this as a treat, you're going to create this trend within them. And I see it all the time, brother. Yeah, especially in the Marantia Green Bay area. Mm-hmm. The guys go play a game and they end up in the takeouts and they're having chips and Cokes and fizzy drinks and galore. And you're defeating the purpose on that basis. So you need to instill this into the kids. One is for a habit for life, but also to give them the right nutrients they need, just to give them that the right energy booster after their games or along their sports.
Yeah, and you spoke about Emerentia. We should be there in a few weeks' time. I'll let you know when we are that side. We will be playing one of the teams there. Then you must come meet us, inshallah.
Definitely, brother. Consider that a done deal.
Perfect. Now, Ronald, another thing that, I just lost it. Oh, yes. Some of the parents said afterwards that, we need to get our kids strong. We need them to build stamina. What sort of advice can you give us in that regard in terms of now parents who want their kids to, to develop in terms of their muscles and get stronger so they are able to compete with the kids? And remember, our kids are a bit smaller built compared to the teams that they play. So they're having that 6 months to a year, being smaller. So how do parents, in terms of now changing the diets for the kids to get them now stronger so that they are able to compete, what advice do you have in this regard?
From a diet and exercise perspective, it's what you fuel your kid with. So you're not going to feed them with more carbohydrates to get them to bulk up, because kids don't bulk up at that age in that stage.
Yeah, they burn it off.
They burn it off. But the thing is, you're not aiming to also build up strength within the child in the context of weight training resistance training.
Yep.
You want to build up endurance. Remember, at that point, size only takes you so far. When you're playing the game, skill is a key component, and your endurance outlasts your opponents.
Yes.
So the parents shouldn't say, "Oh, kids, you get stronger." The kids should rather have more, like you said, stamina and endurance, because that means they can outlast their opponents. When you look at, these things from any sports perspective, smaller players are not necessarily the weaker players. Maybe in the beginning they might get shoved and pushed, but during the game they outlast the bigger ones because they're fitter and they have more endurance, meaning they can last for a lot longer at a high work rate. And that's what you try to build up within your kids. So it's about the kids being a lot more sport fit, etc. But at that age, brother, man, you can't structure the kids' training. They're going to play, run, they're playing after school, during school, on the field, off the field. You got to really nurture a consistent habit of activity within the kids. Don't make them now the whole week or sit on the bat and go and then chill on the couch. Rather get them out there to do something so you can drive this fitness. Remember, everybody, young or old, gets tired after a period of activity. I get tired, irrespective of how fit I am. but my recovery rate is a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. So in half time, when you give them their fruits, their oranges, and their waters, okay, that's a period where the other team is still recovering once the game starts. But if your kids are a little bit fitter and have more endurance, they'll have a little bit of a more energy boost and a notch up above the competitors when they get into the beginning of the second half, allowing them to shire the opponents.
Indeed, JazakAllah khair for that. You know, it's so cool, Ronald, when you check the kids. I remember at one moment, one of the kids had a runaway where he could run towards the goals and score, and a butterfly or a leaf caught his attention. And he left the ball and went to play with the butterfly and the leaf. It was so cool. It's so, you know, it's fun just to see how these small minds work. And it's going to be a fun adventure, you know, developing with them. And yeah, looking forward to it.
No, definitely so, my brother. And that shows if the kid is in the moment of the experience and the joy and the passion of seeing a butterfly or a leaf blow just caught his attention. Mm-hmm. So, leave the ball alone, man. That's more important for me right now. It doesn't mean you need to condemn the kid.
Yeah, of course.
You just need to say, you know what? Imagine if all the leaves are next and more butterflies go headed into that net so you can catch the leaf or the butterfly.
Right, we'll leave it right there. JazakAllah khair. JazakAllah khair, Ronald, for your time. We'll pick it up again, inshallah, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
To you too, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald Evergy with Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. When we come back from this break, we are chatting to Janine Shamos. We're discussing living in the moment or living for moments. Which one is it in your situation? Do let us know. SMS 48855 or tweet at EJAZ_K. You're listening to The Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International.
And when life gets hard, till I die, so I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back, keeping him deep within my soul, just wait for me to come home. And when life gets hard,
yes, indeed, you're listening to The Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. Time to welcome our guest to the program, Janine Shamos, every Monday. Good afternoon and welcome to the show, Janine.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, today's topic is very, very cool, and it's one that we sometimes tend to, you know, neglect, right? You know, do we live in the moment nowadays, or do we live for moments, Janine?
I think it's such an important topic. And I think too often we get wrapped up in the moment, you know, the big things that we're supposed to maybe celebrate. And we forget to live in the moment and celebrate the little things, the things that maybe people don't notice, the things that really stand out and that are magical for us.
Now, Janine, speaking about big things, we celebrate big things but miss the magic of fleeting moments. Why is this the case nowadays?
I think we're really busy. We've got a lot on our plates. Mm-hmm. I think most of us are multitasking to the hilt. You know, we're told we must be everything to everyone. Those listeners who have kids and a family know that, especially as moms, sorry, all the dads out there, but the moms very often, you know, we're still nursemaid and mom, and we work and we cook and we clean. And then, you know, it's very difficult to kind of find a moment to just breathe out, you know, and appreciate what's around us.
Now, how do we celebrate? Do we do what's expected and feel disappointment, or do we need to fulfill what we need?
Too often we follow the crowd, and I was reading an article recently, and I had to giggle at the I think it was the introductory paragraph, but someone who was talking about, you know, the big celebrations, and we follow the crowd and want to feel like we're part of it, and, you know, that we're at the best party with the best people, and, you know, the celebrating in the best possible way. And all we're really doing is setting ourselves up for an anticlimax. I think we put a lot of expectation on the celebrations that we're expected to celebrate. And very often we miss who we are. We miss the opportunity to just reconnect with ourselves a little bit, and to spend quality time with friends and family rather than doing what's expected of us.
Indeed. You know, sometimes, like if someone's going to an exotic location for holiday, do we sometimes get caught up in the moment of letting everyone know about it instead of actually enjoying being there? Like the thrill of saying that I'm here is not actually as exciting as being there in the flesh, enjoying the moment.
I'm having such a laugh because, yes, I think social media takes over. So we feel almost the need to Instagram or Facebook everything we're doing instead of, now I'll tell you about it later if I feel like it, but right now I'm enjoying a beautiful sunset, or, you know, just basking on the beach, or going snorkeling. I don't have to tell people. And I think that's very much, you know, you look at these beautiful destinations and incredible places, and everyone's sitting on their cell phones tweeting about it. You think, what are you doing? You're here. You're in this magical paradise. Just enjoy it. Just be. Just, you know, live it, rather than letting everyone know that you're there when you are actually really there.
Janine, is there a pressure sort of to, you know, deliver in terms of having moments like this to show, to be relevant in society, or to show that you have some semblance of an awesome life? Is there that pressure nowadays?
Definitely. I think we, you know, Facebook is very aptly named because it is really a book. You know, it's not real. It's not real life. And we, you know, people tell you about, they post the fantastic things they're doing and how perfect their relationships are and how wonderful their lives are. And you kind of compare yourself and you think, well, ooh, what am I doing wrong? I'm having a really bad day, and, you know, I've had a tough week, and I didn't go to an exotic location. You know, what's wrong with my life? When actually it really is just a story, and we need to really hold back. If you are one of those people who feels the need to check your phone a million times a day, it's so important that you actually break that habit, because that's how we miss real life. That's how we miss incredibly small but incredibly magical moments.
100%. A good example I can use in this instant was on the weekend coaching our under sevens. I didn't see my phone, I think, till late in the afternoon. And obviously after that, after everything is done and we're back home and whatever, then I would put some pictures of what happened in the morning. Some of the parents would take pictures and let you know. So, you know, like that, I was actually in awe that, you know what, we are able to enjoy moments and let others know about it later, as you mentioned. Is it getting harder, though, in this life of immediate news, you know, to move away from that norm of sharing things immediately?
Very much. We live in an instant gratification world where, you know, I want to know now and I want it now. And we get trapped into that vicious cycle of going, well, I have to let everybody know or it didn't happen. One of my students many years ago said to me, well, it's not truth. It's not on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. You know, you kind of get trapped into this. If I don't let you about it right now, then are you going to believe me? And is it as powerful? Are you going to take notice? You know, checking in and all of those kind of things. Where, you know, we can survive very happily without Google and without social media and without our phones for a while. It's amazing how we do carry on breathing and actually have good days, not attached to our phones. So it is a habit that, you know, I encourage people to try and break, and certainly set boundaries when it comes to your kids and family time as well.
Indeed. One of the things that was cool about this actual soccer tournament was that, You see kids away from devices, which was so cool. They were actually out on the grass itself, enjoying the fresh air. And it opens up their mind somewhat, isn't it?
Absolutely. A couple of months ago, there was a giant beetle that came into the school grounds. And, you know, the kids were freaking out, and it really was big. So as an adult, you are freaking out, but you can't let them know that. It turned out, you know, it was a kind of dung beetle, and we're explaining what it was and how it happened and, you know, what these species were. And today, one of the little girls came to me and she said, "Look what I found." And in a magazine, she'd found an article on dung beetles around Africa. And she'd cut out pictures. And I thought, and that's the point of childhood right there, that innate curiosity. But if we keep them away from the real world and from real life, they can never have a love for it. I think in South Africa, you know, we're very big on conservation and rhinos and all of that kind of stuff. But unless you've seen one, unless you've actually reached out and wanted to touch one, you can never fully appreciate the beauty. And that's something that our kids are missing out on.
Indeed. You know, earlier on, Janine, I was chatting with Ronald, and we were discussing how kids, like I was giving him the example where one of our kids got distracted while the game was on. He checked the butterfly and the leaf lying on the ground, and he moved towards that. But, you know, in terms of as adults now, you know, why is it so hard to, you know, be able to live in the moment and appreciate the moment as the kids do? How do we, you know, reverse time or get back into that mindset of enjoying now?
I think that inner voice is very important, that we put a stop and a control on our... We tend to want to adult all the time. And if other people don't, even other adults, don't kind of react the way we expect them to, we kind of almost feel like we have to be in control and we have to dominate and say, stop, this is what we're doing now. And there's that little voice inside us that we really need to keep telling us, no, looking at a butterfly is incredible. Yes, do that. The ball will be there. The game will go on. Let's look at that beautiful butterfly, because that won't be there forever.
Yep.
And to hang around kids and really, you know, we teach our kids, oh, you want to be an adult, you know, copy what I do. Wrong mindset. We need to copy what kids do.
Yes.
And live in the moment. And instead of, you know, going for a walk around the track in the gym, take your shoes off and walk in the garden, feel the grass, because we don't do that enough. And, you know, play and have fun and look for the magic. Look in the trees. Do you see a butterfly? What colors is it? And challenge yourself to find something magical every day. And when we do that, even if we find one thing a day, it gets easier to start finding those things. And we let go of that control and that domination, and we start living more in the moment.
You know, one of the examples I can use, if just say you decided you want to buy a new A-class, right? And now you notice it more on the roads. It's like, yo, this guy, I didn't, you know, exactly. Up until this point, I didn't see so many of them in the road. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, everywhere I go, you'll see that sort of a car. Is that the same way in terms of being positive and looking, you know, to live in the moment, if you are able to focus on these things, that you will see it more?
It's the perfect example, yes. Because the more we change our mindset to focus on certain things, the more we see. We like, our brains like being, you know, a bit like a dodgy scientist in a way, where we want to, you know, prove ourselves right all the time. So the more positive we look for, the more we will find, more evidence of, I'm right, this positivity works and there is magic out there. And the more we see, the more we think like that, it is an amazing cycle that we do see more and we do feel more and we do notice more. So, you know, initially, we're often, you know, stuck in traffic. And I think of living in Joburg, and we're always stuck in traffic, you know. And instead of focusing on, oh, look at that guy, how badly he's driving, and, oh, look at the mess on the side of the road, rather look, are there any flowers growing on the side of the road? Or what has the new street seller made that is beautiful? Look for someone smiling at their child in the car next to you. Look for those moments. And the more you see of those, the more you're going to see.
Indeed. Wonderful words to end off there. Janine, thank you so much for your time today. A wonderful discussion as always. Have a wonderful day going forward, and we'll chat again next week.
Fantastic. Looking forward. Bye.
Bye-bye now. That was Transformation Coach Janine Seamus talking to us about living in the moment instead of living for moments. And that's it from us here at the Power of Hour for today, inshallah. We'll pick it up again tomorrow with Life Coach Sumaya Kuvaria with another interesting discussion and, of course, the live workout every single day. And that's it. Assalamu alaikum.